You had such a great year. I know it's reflected in the fact that, you got an extension for 3 years. But talk a little bit about your team in the sense that, your backcourt going forward, they had such a great year this year. Speak about them a little bit.
Well, one thing about it, Mike, is, free agency is a big barrel on your back. And now Kyle Lowry's a free agent. He had a career year. He got in tremendous shape this last summer and came in and really produced. And he's earned the fact of being a top-notch free agent. And he was the engine for our team. DeMar DeRozan, a young kid that developed. He's developed into an all-star player. He's done a great job of working and bringing something new back to the table each year. And then our two young kids, Valanciunas and Terrence Ross, second-year guys who came in and played like veterans, and then sometimes you didn't recognize them. They did play like second-year players, but for the most part, they came in and produced and did a good job. But the key to our team, Mike, was the guys that we got from Sacramento in the trade, Pat Patterson, Gravis Vasquez, and John Salmons and Chuck Hayes. Those guys, the four guys, they came in and gave us the stability, some better veteran leadership, the ball movement that we needed to try to win. And so they came in and stabilized us from that standpoint. So, we gave up Rudy Gay, but we got four really, really good, solid NBA players. So, but the trick now is to make sure we continue to improve, stay hungry, because we haven't done anything. We've made one step toward where we want to get our program to, and now we got to continue to get better from top to bottom.
Yeah, you brought up the four players you got, four guys that really know how to play the game in the Rudy Gay deal, and guys that you plugged in at appropriate times very successfully. So it wasn't just the players, it was the guys on the bench, the staff, and the guys that you led that put them in a position to succeed. Dwayne Casey with us, the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. The announcement this morning, your ideas on Derek Fisher with the New York Knicks.
Well, it's a great for Derek. It's a very difficult thing to do. That Mike did it, and to come in from playing to coaching, I think it's very difficult to do. It's a steep learning curve. The lucky thing for him that he does have Phil Jackson there with him, and it's such a difficult league, Joel, and difficult job to do. And I couldn't even imagine you stepping in from playing or stepping in, cold turkey first year not being in the NBA to do it. But Derek's a sharp kid, a sharp guy. He's seen it all. He's played for some great coaches. And, if they're going to run the triangle and Phil's going to have great input into what they do, I guess he's the guy for the job. But, again, I wish him luck except four times a year because they're in our division. So,
I know that.
But the guy sitting there next to you deserves to be coaching. He's one of the better coaches in our league, and that's the thing too. It's such a tough league because we're here fighting for our jobs and our lives, and you have great coaches like Mike and George Karl and guys Lionel Hollins that are outside looking in, and so it's a difficult league, but it sure beats working.
Yeah, the fans in your building too. It was so much fun for all of us that have gone into that building, and we love it because they've been so loyal, and see that playoff experience and the way they turned out, that was really sweet.
It was a hot building, had 10,000 people outside.
Yeah.
One night they were out there in the rain, and it was unbelievable. And I told Tim Lawicki he's going to have to start selling either beer or popcorn or something out there to try to make some money. That's a captive audience out there, so... But they're great, and again, everybody loves a winner, and that's what we got to try to continue to do is produce wins.